The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome to the Sunday Sip. I am John Mercier. I'm excited to be joined by my friend Alex Eichhorn, partner and workers' compensation attorney at Tayback Law. Alex, it's good to see you. Thank you so much for being here.
Great to see you as well, John.
I want to start with a couple general questions about Tayback, because you guys do so much good for veterans. You do so much good for families in our community. When people ask you about what makes Tayback and the valuable work you do so special, what do you tell them about Tayback?
I think the difference about our law firm is that we really, really do care. And that comes through in what we are involved in the community. You know, my business partner, Jim, has set up a Wills for Veterans, which provides entirely risk-free and free wills for those who have served our country. We've given back to numerous different police departments in the area. We're now a quite large sponsor of Kids Chance, which is a group that seeks to help the families of injured workers. So we really seek to give back. And I think that is indicative of how the partners care about those that we actually are representing.
You know, when people ask me about Tayback, and I've been blessed to get to know you guys a little bit, I say it's a law firm with heart. You guys have heart. You represent people. You help people. You pick them up sometimes when they're at a really tough point in their life. And I want to thank you for the work that the firm does.
Well, I really appreciate that.
I want to ask you and focus today on workers' comp, because a lot of people get impacted by this. Some people maybe are impacted and don't know, and they have rights that they kind of pass over. Let's start with the most common type of injury. When we talk about people who are impacted by workers' comp potentially, what's the most common type of injury that you see in work comp claims?
Yeah, so one of the common types of injury that oftentimes never a claim is filed is something called an occupational injury claim. And what that is when someone works at an employer doing lifting or really any type of work on a day-to-day basis for really any period of time, whether it be, you know, a year or 10, 20 years. My example is a drop of water on a stone. You know, at first you don't see the degradative effect of the rainwater hitting the stone, but over 10 years, there's a divot in that stone. And similarly with work activity, you know, you're bending down on a day-to-day basis, picking something up or doing lifting heavy objects. And, you know, day one, you're fine. But after 5 years, you start feeling a twinge in your back. 10 years later, you're really hurting. You know, 15 years later, you're forced to retire a bit earlier than you otherwise would have. And some people may not think they have a claim due to that. However, our job would simply be to show that your back has been made worse than it otherwise would have been by the work activity. And that may sound like a big burden. However, we work with a lot of doctors, and it's quite easy to compare a 50-year-old man's back to another 50-year-old man's back that wasn't doing that work activity. And you can clearly see the degradative effects that this day-in, day-out occupational effect has had. And with that, we can make a claim for a loss of earning capacity. So you may be entitled to wages, additional wages, or even wages for the remainder of your life if we can demonstrate that you're no longer able to work due to the degradative effect of your work activity.
So Alex, a messed up back, a neck that's been impacted over the year, people can relate to that. Can it also be white collar injuries? Can carpal tunnel qualify? Can repetitive injuries for people who work in an office setting lead to a claim?
It absolutely can. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, a lot of office spaces don't take into consideration ergonomics.
Yep.
And if you're going to an office, I recently represented a woman who worked in a dental office for like 30 years. And every day her job was to bend over very awkwardly, and we have pictures of it, and no one would ever want to be in that position. And over time, she developed this very bad neck condition that, you know, was similar to like looking at your phone day in, day out.
Yep.
And we were able to demonstrate that her neck condition was relatable to this occupational exposure due to very poor ergonomics. And we were able to get her a substantial settlement for wages for a portion of the remainder of her life.
Tayback Law's Alex Eichhorn is with us on the Sunday Sip. When should an injured worker think about retaining an attorney?
Now, retaining is very different than giving us a call. You know, the call is absolutely risk-free. You're going to call us and you'll speak with a skilled attorney or one of my very skilled paralegals, and we're going to guide you through the process. You know, we don't expect that when someone's injured at work, they know the ins and outs of workers' compensation. We do, and the information's free. And really, I would say about 70% of the people we talk to don't end up retaining us because they don't ultimately need us because their claim is conceded. But we're able to give them that sense of security, that they know that they are getting the benefits they are entitled to. And if they're not getting the benefits they're entitled to, then we can step in and help them immediately.
Alex, you raised such a good point. So that's why people should reach out to Tabac Law, because the rest of us aren't attorneys, don't deal with the system, and don't know. You and your talented team can actually kind of vet things, give us guidance, help people get the help that they need. I guess that's why it's critical to reach out to a firm like Tabac.
Yeah, and it's free. I can't elaborate upon that enough. You're going to speak with one of us, and you're going to get a lot of knowledge that you otherwise wouldn't have, and it costs you literally nothing. We're not going to ask you to sign documents immediately. You're going to get off the phone with us, and I hope that you have some sense of security that you're getting the benefits or you need us.
Give us some perspective. How many injured workers have you and your team helped over the years?
We've helped well over 1,000. We currently help over 700 throughout the state of Wisconsin. And last year we filed 350 hearing applications. So we're a really volume-based firm that seeks to help as many people as possible. There's other workers' compensation firms in the state that really only take very narrow issues. Mm-hmm. That's not us. We're going to take your claim. We're going to listen to what's going on, and we're going to see how we can help you out.
What's the best way people can get to you? People need to get in touch with you. What's the website they should check out?
So our website is Tabac Attorneys. That's T-A-B-A-K, attorneys.com. Or we're always available by phone at 414-351-4400.
TabacAttorneys.com, or check out the phone number. I know the people at the firm. It's reputable. They're going to help you. And it's free to get started. It doesn't cost you anything. Attorney Alex Eichhorn, partner and workers' comp attorney at Tabac Law. Great information, Alex. Thank you so much for being with us on the Sunday Sip.
Thank you so much, John.